بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى من كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا صدق الله العظيم My dear respected ulama kiram brothers and elders in Islam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh I know when we look at our youngsters we see all the energy and the bubble and the happiness We are on the other spectrum now. So we don't have those energy levels that they have, and we can only make ghibta, and we can only have envy for the amount of energy that they have. They were probably busy the whole day, and right till now, it doesn't seem like they lost even 1 ounce of energy. So they can carry on for another few days also. Aur hamara din bahut lamba hai. You started early in the morning, Fajr. Sir, and your day is coming to an end, so it's been a long day for you and for me. So my niyat is not to give a long bayan now, but just to highlight a few important points as to our life in this dunya. As you can see, my dear respected brothers, for everything there's an uruj, and for everything there is a nuzul and zawal. You have a peak of your life where you climb your stages, so that you go through the ranks, and then afterwards, when you reach a certain time, then the nuzul starts taking place. You start going downwards. Your life also is like that. So that a person reaches the pinnacle of his life when he reaches the age of 40 years old. When we reach 40, we have reached the peak, physically and mentally. That's your peak, 40. After 40, it's nuzul. There's no peaking after that. That's why they say in Jannat, the average age of a Jannati will be 33 years. So 33 years is like death center sort of like. So you are absolutely young and you are energetic and all that in Jannat. Now, but us in this world, once we reach the age of 40 and we start going down, then our focus has to change, totally change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when we reach the age of 40, this is the dua we need to make. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa na'amala salihan tardah wa aslihli fi dhurriyati. Now when we become old, we must say, Allah, you give me tawfiq. Because nothing happens without the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay. To make shukr for the ni'mat that you have favored me with. Wa ala waliday, and my parents. You made us Muslims, ya Allah. Give us hidayat. Brought us up in a good home. Taught us the kalima. Gave us the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What more can we ask Allah Ta'ala for? Wa na'amala salihan tarda. Now this is very important. So that we must make dua, ya Allah, give us tawfiq for naik amal. That Allah, you give us the tawfiq. Without tawfiq, what we can do? No person can do nothing. You can't pick up a stone without the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. So we need Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرَضَى And then, what about my children? وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَتِي وَاللَّهُ you rectify my children. Keep them on hidayat. Keep them on sirat mustaqim. Keep them on the straight path. My dear respected brothers, our goal is Jannat. If anybody thinks this dunya is the goal, then he hasn't understood anything of his existence in this world. Jannat is the goal. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says that Jannat ki talab mein ghafil mat hona. Don't become negligent in the search of Jannat. Don't become negligent in the search of Jannat. Don't become negligent. And then he teaches us. So that dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches us, make this dua every day. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-janna wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for Jannat. Wa ma qarraba ilayha. And all the things that are going to take us close to Jannat. Wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin, from statements wa amal and actions. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for Jannat, ya Allah. So my Hazrat says, at least once a day make this dua to Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Make this dua at least once a day, Jannat will become happy. What does it say? Jannat itself will become happy that there's somebody asking Allah that may Allah bestow him with Jannat, with me. Jannat itself becomes happy. There's a lot of worries in the world, you know. Worries, we all have worries, everybody. Some people who don't have worries, they find worries also. We always worried about something. Sometimes humum and humum. People mahzoon. You hardly find people smiling and happy. There's nobody that's smiling and happy anymore. You go everywhere, sab mahzoom and maghmoom hai. It's not my dars and my class, otherwise I have few things to say about that. So they say, the Shaykh says, Hazrat Muqam Zaman Sahib says in his majlis 2-3 days ago, he said, Al-humoom thalatha. There are three worries we have. Ghammun, ghammu ta'a la tuqbal. Ghammu ta'a la tuqbal. We have gham that maybe our obedience to Allah is not accepting. That's a worry we have. غم الطاعة لا تقبل. Second worry, غم المعصية لا تغفر. That means a worry that maybe we commit guna and Allah don't forgive it. So that's a worry. And he says, the third worry is وغم المعرفة تسلب. The worry that Allah's ma'rifat will be taken away from us. Allah's recognition. What is Allah's recognition? When we talk about ma'rifat, what is ma'rifat? Hey Allah, what is your maqam and where am I? That is Allah's ma'rifat. So one day he says, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was crying. Hazrat Hassan Basri crying all night. So they asked him, Oh Hassan Basri, why are you crying whole night? Are you scared for your masiyat and guna? That's why you're crying the whole night. He says, no, I'm not crying for that. I'm crying because I fear my iman will be snatched away. That's why I'm crying. The iman jo hai maslub na ho jaye, sab na kiya jaye, chin na liya jaye. That's why I'm crying whole night. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. My dear respected brothers, our life is short. The ayat that I have recited in front of you is Man kana yarju liqa'a rabbih. That person that hopes to meet Allah Ta'ala. Falyamal amalan saliha. Sanad. Falyamal amalan saliha. Must do good deeds. Must do good deeds. As Allah says in the Quran, Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al muhsinin. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is close to people who do good. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is close to people who do good. So simple. Do good, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is going to come. Then my Hazrat explains, he says, see here, hum log kehte hain that we have good guman regarding Allah. Good guman. Husne zan, we keep regarding Allah. We have a good thought. Because in the Hadith Sharif it comes, ana inda zanni abdi bi. If you keep good guman regarding Allah Ta'ala, the Allah Ta'ala will turn out like that. The Allah Ta'ala will be forgiving, most merciful to me, then Allah Ta'ala will turn out to be forgiving. So people say, MashaAllah, we have good guman. Now, good guman, where we misinterpret, we say, good guman, we don't make no preparation at all. But we say we got husn zan. We don't read our namaz, we don't pay our zakat, we don't do our faraiz, but say we're keeping good guman with Allah Ta'ala. So Mere Hazrat Farmate, that's not good guman, ye doka hai. Sahai, but that is wrong that. You can't do like that. So good guman means you must make your full preparation. Then you say, Allah, I've tried my best. So everything is in your hands. I've tried my best, whatever I could do from my side. Little bit whatever I could do, I've done, I've tried. So, but you can't do nothing and say, I have good guman regarding Allah Ta'ala. That is not correct. That's not the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the honest part of it is, the Sahaba ikram, they done everything and they were still fearful of Allah Ta'ala. That's it. They've done everything, read all their namaz, 100% adherence to Sharia, everything. And in the end, they're still fearful of Allah Ta'ala. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Fearing Allah Ta'ala at night, separating from their beds, standing up in tahajjud, making ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. Why? خوفًا. Because out of fear of Allah Ta'ala, after doing everything. Today, we don't do nothing, but we're full of hope. We don't do nothing, but we are full of hope. That's wrong. We must have hope, but must do everything also. That is why al-iman bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between fear and hope. Fear and hope. Iman is in between. As a youngster, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Masoolullah rahmatullahi taught us, When you are young, your khuf must be ghalib. Fear of Allah must be ghalib. That's why you urge to commit guna when you are young man. Fear of Allah Ta'ala must be ghalib. But as we get older and our beard starts getting whiter and we can feel our body slowing down, our levels of energy coming down, we feel now we're getting sick, our body parts are also packing up, see, one by one, then we must know, isn't it? We must know that now our time is getting closer to meet Allah Ta'ala. So we must have more umid in the zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Now is the time, have hope towards the latter part of our life. But as youngsters, we must have fear, ghalib. That was the teaching of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. A matter of tafsir for ulama'i kiram. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Follow the straight path. Follow the straight path. And then he says, what is the straight path? He brings two badals. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That's badal number one. Mufti Sahib teaches, Maulana teaches tafsir. Surat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The part of those people that an'amta alayhim, we are favored over them. That means minan nabiyyin, wa siddiqeen, wa shuhada, wa salihin. All these people, the anbiya, they are the people Allah favored them. So we are asking Allah, give us the straight path, like the anbiya, like the martyrs, like the siddiqeen and salihin. That's the first badal Allah brought. Then he never finished there. He brought the second badal also. Surat al-ladhina namta alayhim. Then he said, second badal, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not the part of those people upon whom Allah's anger is on them. The Christian and the Jews, ولا الضالين. The Christian and the Jews and the deviated ones, not on that part. We don't want that part. The غير المغضوب. Every namaz we say, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So that second badal, why Allah brought the second badal? For what reason? Because the first badal is making ima towards umid and raja. And Amta Alayhim is pointing towards Raja, hope in Allah. Hope in Allah, give us that part of those pious people. Not the part of these A'da Allah, your enemies that don't believe in you, that commit kufr and shirk. We don't want their part. So we must have fear. That we slip off the straight path. We don't want that part. So therefore, my dear respected brothers, this whole path that Allah Ta'ala has kept on us, this life is very temporary. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ. This is only a hayawan. This is only hayawan. It's like a mirage of life. What we are going through is just a mirage of life. It is not life. This is not life what we are going through now. It's just a blink of an eye. Comparatively to the akhirat, for everlasting we are going to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this life in comparison to that? Today I went in the Qabristan here with the Maulana Arshad Sahib. We went in this Qabristan. I saw all the Qabars, the latest Qabars. People are getting, passing away so young. They are going away so young, not even reaching 50 years, not reaching 60 years also. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the average age of my ummah is between 60 and 70. And if you look at the life of the Sahaba ikram, by the age of 40, Sahaba ikram would start making less, decreasing their attachment to the dunya. In fact, they should work towards passive income, Sahaba ikram. And by the age of 40, they should retire from all worldly activity. Well, how much time do you have for the preparation of the qabr? How much time do we have to get ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much preparation have we made? We can't go from this dunya empty-handed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got to take something. Allah ta'ala even talks about it. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Think what you have taken for yourself tomorrow. Tomorrow, these small children, my dear respected brothers, these beautiful children of ours, make them ulama. I'll give you a nasihat from my heart. I've seen this world, I've traveled. I've seen professional people, mashallah, till the age of 30, 40, right? By the time the professional man, he goes, he gets his degree, suddenly he comes out, he's 30. Now all the loans he took to pay for his university fees, he's got to recover all that, and then he got to settle down. By the time he's 40, he starts seeing money. Real money he starts seeing when he's 40. When he gets really comfortable, he's 50. How much time does he left in the world now? Khalas, time to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. Nothing left. Then another thing I've seen also, professional people, what happens to them? So they are so engrossed in their lives and their profession, they have no time left for their parents also. So when they come once a year to meet their father, imagine if a person now, he's a bigger doctor, neurosurgeon, and he's here from Richmond. You think he's going to stay in Richmond? What scope he has in Richmond? He has to go. Wherever his profession takes him, he's going to go there. Now his father and mother are sitting here. Now he comes once a year with a nice big parcel and he thinks he fulfilled the haqq of his parents. What haqq he has fulfilled of his parents? Nothing. And then on top of it, all those big businesses, now that professional person, he doesn't want to come here to run your business. So there's no succession planning also in those businesses. So big families we see. We give them, we see what is going on in the world. We've traveled a lot. We meet so many people. We can tell you what is going on in the world. There's no succession because all of the children, they put them in all the professions and there's nobody left to run the businesses that they're traditionally running for 100 years. Make yourself an alim, your son an alim. When your eyes, he will make your khidmat in your old age. And he won't ask for 1 cent from you. He'll do it free. And then if your son is educated too much and you bring him in, he wants to know, Papa, are you making me a partner or what's my salary? Son, you want to know firstly, am I shareholder here? Son, he's going to ask you these questions. Son, and an alim is not going to ask you these questions. He'll say, to make your khidmat is the hukum of Allah. Son, I can't ask you, it's against my Islamic ethos for a son to ask his father for a salary. Yeah, Papa, whatever you want to give me, I live off that. My father worked for his father for 40 years without salary. No salary. In the olden days, they should all eat from one pot and grew the children up from one pot and educated the children from one pot. When my grandfather passed away, there was no money to go around. Worked for 40 years. Where you get people like that today? You can't get people like that. Professional people, they left the home, they've never come back. All their fathers, what they work for, all those properties, not one day they come to even see what their property looks like. What effort and toil went from those people that came, and they came here and they started from scratch and they left their motherland and came here with nothing. Unki koi qadar nahi hai, zarra barabar, not even one sentimental value they have in their hearts. Nothing. So this is a question, Sana, this is an important discussion actually for some other day, inshallah al-Aziz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you a nasihat today. Make your son an alim, inshallah. He'll run your business, he'll look after you in your old age. And lastly, the day your eyes close in the qabr when we go down inside, we will be muhtaj of one subhanallah. Muhtaj of one subhanallah. Because that's how our amal will be closed, na? Where's the sawab going to come from? That's the question. Where is the sawab going to come from? Now, if you have a pious child, if you have a child that's an alim, he's going to teach another child. Now that is going to be a tijara. That's also a transaction. And that is tijaratun lan tabur. It will never come to an end till the day of Qiyamah. Because that child, he will learn, he will become an alim, he will educate somebody else, he will educate somebody else. And on the day of Qiyamah, that father was sleeping inside the qabr. When he get to the qabr, then even if his son doesn't make dua for him, but he's doing nek amal, still to Allah transfers all that to the father in the qabr. You can imagine. So therefore, my dear respected brothers, we have to be wise investors, you know. Senator, you see people give you consult, you even pay for consultation. I'm giving you free consultation. This is free consultation I'm giving you. I'm not charging you for it. Senator, this is my free consultation. Make your son an alim, make him a hafiz, send him to the mashayikh, let him attain the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or fir dekho, you will never regret it. Not in this world, not in the qabr, and not in the akhirat. May Allah accept his few words. I got a safar to East London tomorrow. I'm going to take chutti now, Mawlana. Make maaf, I won't be around for the handout of the gifts. I would love to have stayed longer, but I got a long safar in the morning, and it's a bit late. I have to leave now, inshallah, Al-Aziz. I'm very happy for coming here to see the good work that is taking place here. Very happy to meet the community of Richmond, alhamdulillah. We make dua, Allah unifies the community, creates unity in the community, inshallah al-Aziz. Take the maktab from strength to strength, garner the community together, bring barakah here, and let the ulama's feet touch the ground of this place of Richmond. Alhamdulillah, I was told today, as a Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, also his Mubarak feet came here into Richmond, and from Richmond also, Hazrat Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayhi Desai, Allah has taken great work from him. Just yesterday, his son Maulana Zakaria and Maulana Harun Duma, they came to our madrasa. Just yesterday, they were there. Alhamdulillah, from the roots of the soil of Richmond, alhamdulillah, a big Darul Uloom is running now in Kampidown. Maulana is teaching there also. So we have to be very proud of this year. Now it doesn't mean that because the roots have went that side, alhamdulillah, a lot of work is going that side, that the work must decline on this side. The work must get strengthened on this side, inshallah al-Aziz. That is our dua. And whatever I have said, may Allah accept it, accept our coming here today, accept us all for the khidmat of deen, accept our progeny, bring deen in our homes. My Shaykh, my Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, I've traveled the whole world. There's nobody happy. I went to so many homes. I stayed in so many homes, he says. I never found happiness in any home except that home where Allah and His deen is alive. That's the only homes I found sukoon inside. I found happiness in those homes where the deen is alive there and the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is jari there and deen is being uplifted. Waha par I saw khushi there. And I saw taraqqi. Allah gave them barakah also. Gave them barakah also in this world and the akhirat. Upon his few words, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he unites us in Jannat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us, be happy with us, and the time comes for us to leave this world. May take us, give us, grant us all the maut of radiyat and mardiyah. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
You pass the message to Allah.
JazakAllah khair. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألف ألف مرة بعدد كل ذرة اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أنت مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ونستغفرك اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة الفردوس النعيم ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والستر والسلامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين خصوصا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين خصوصا في سوريا يا رب العالمين خصوصا في مجاهد في فلسطين يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.